Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, the first reading is taken from the book of the prophet Hosea, chapter 11, verses 1 to 4, and then 8 and 9. We've been talking this last week, especially about committing ourselves to the Lord, not just drifting through life, but committing ourselves to the Lord, seeking to follow after Him, right in the midst of our own particular vocations and calls in life, the wide variety of all of that. But each of us is called to be a disciple. Each of us. Every single baptized person is called to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Do we know what that means? And does my life reflect it? I know I've been saying this for weeks, and I'm going to be continuing to say it because I want that truth, as I put it, to go from the head to the heart. I want you have the information up here that says, yes, I am baptized, and yes, I'm a son or daughter of God, and I am a disciple. But what does that mean? Do you live it? Let's take a look at the readings for today in light of that. The first is from the prophet Hosea, chapter 11, as I said, 1 to 4, and then 8 to 9. Thus says the Lord, when Israel was a child, I loved him. Out of Egypt, I called my son. The more I called them, the farther they went from me, sacrificing to the Baals. That's false gods. Sacrificing to the Baals and burning incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk, who took them in my arms. I drew them with human cords, with hands of love. I fostered them like one who raises an infant to his cheeks. Yet though I stooped to feed my child, they did not know that I was their healer. What a sad, sad thing that God, who is our Father, fathered us in every way, and we rejected him. Yet though I stooped to feed my child, they did not know that I was their healer. I drew them with human cords, with bands of love. I fostered them like one who raises an infant to his cheeks. And yet though I stooped to feed my child, they did not know that I was their healer. How many people, brothers and sisters, are out here in our world broken, in need of healing? Are you, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, living your life in such a way that if God brought somebody like that into your midst, you'd do something about it? How much do you reach out to other people? Do you see them in their need? Do you help meet their need? Do you say, I can't be bothered, I'm too busy? Or do you reach out? You might not be able to do everything, but you could do something. Disciple of Christ is one who walks the streets of his or her city with eyes fixed on others. Now you say, well, that's just not even reasonable. What I mean is this. You're going from one place to another. I just say to the Lord, Lord, will you bless all the people I pass by here? And if there's anything you want me to do, let me know. It's simple. And every once in a while, he does. But it's simple. It's an attentiveness that I am a disciple. And as a disciple of the Master, I want to be in a place that I'm ready to be used. Psalm 80, let us see your face, Lord, and we shall be saved. O shepherd of Israel, hearken. From your throne upon the cherubim, shine forth. Rouse your power. Once again, O Lord of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Take care of this vine, this life, this family, whatever the context may be. Take care of this vine. Protect what your right hand has planted. All the graces, baptism, Eucharist, confirmation, etc. All those graces are within us. Protect what your right hand has planted. The Son of Man whom you yourself made strong. Help me to use, Lord, what you've given me. Help me to put my strength and my energy behind your priorities more than mine. One at a time. And the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 7 to 15. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand." That means you can touch it. It's near. "Cure the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse the lepers. Drive out demons. Without cost you have received. Without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts. No sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep." In other words, whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. In other words, are there people ready to receive others? People who say, I'm living a good Christian life, I'm trying to follow the Lord, I serve here, I do this. But are you open to a stranger in your town, actually? Now, I know we need to be wise and prudent about taking in strangers, but is there someone in need? I just heard of friends of mine who had made great plans to come to a particular event, and their whole airport was shut down, and it was, you know, frustrating, and they realized they just weren't going to be able to go to the conference that they had really planned on going. And you know what they did? They looked around them as people were getting the news that the flights had been canceled. And they found a woman who had just been notified that her son had died. And she was trying to get to him. She was trying to get to his home. Know what that couple did? They took her home with them. They took care of her. They prayed with her. They fed her. She got some sleep. They took her to the airport and got her on another flight. That's what I'm talking about. The willingness to put aside, sometimes when that's possible, it's not always possible, but to put aside our own agendas and our own time, our own priorities, to meet the needs of another. Especially a woman, or anyone who has lost a child. Doesn't matter how old that child might be, they're still your child. So what I'm trying to say to you is, be attentive. If you're a true disciple, be attentive, be listening, be watching. Without cost, I'm repeating this, without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or second tunic or sandals or walking stick. In other words, don't prepare for every eventuality. Be willing to go out a bit on a limb. It takes a combination of prudence and courage. But be willing to step out to meet the needs of another. The laborer deserves his keep, whatever town or village you enter. Look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Don't give in to the chaos around you. Stay close to the Lord. Go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. If they will not receive you or listen to your words, then leave. Amen, I say to you, it would be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. Whoa. Sodom and Gomorrah were pretty sinful places, hugely sinful. And he says it will be more tolerable for that land than there will be for the town that you had to leave because no one received you and no one cared for you. That means that people are not being disciples. They don't belong to Jesus. They're not really his sons or daughters in truth. Feed the hungry. Care for the sick. Give water to the one who is thirsty. That's metaphors in one way for all the kinds of ways that we can serve. And it may be you can only do one thing, but do that one thing. Do that one thing. Because God wants to use your generosity to touch the heart of another, to be open to the possibility of the goodness of God. More and more people today say they have no religion and say they do not believe in God. And there are ways, because those people will not darken the doors of churches right now. But if you meet them in their need, if you reach out, you don't have to say, I'll take care of you for the rest of your life. Just do one thing that you can do. It might take an hour of your time or an overnight. It might inconvenience you, but do it. Do it. Because God then will be able to reveal himself more easily to that person, because that person will have been touched by your act of generosity. Brothers and sisters, we can't see the whole picture. We can only see our little piece and our little part. And it's so easy to see our little piece or our little part as insignificant. Oh, it doesn't matter. But it might be part of a plan in which the Lord wants to reveal himself to that person, or to a whole group of people, to a family, to a church. So, brothers and sisters, I really urge you to let your light shine out in the darkness. And it does. It does in the hearts and minds of other people. It really does. I remember one day just saying to someone, I just passed them and we were waiting for, I don't even remember, it was crossing a street and we were waiting for a light to change, I believe, and I just turned and I said, hello. And this woman just kind of looked at me and she said, hello. And I said, how are you doing today? And she, and you could tell she was a little startled, but she answered me. And I just had a chance to say, well, may God's blessings be with you today. And she began to cry. It was exactly what she needed to hear. I didn't know that. I was kind of frustrated because I wanted to get to the other side of the street. I had places to go and things to do. You know how we are. But God used it because I opened my mouth. May you open your mouth, but even more, may you open your heart to the needs of others, that they may come to know Jesus Christ. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.